This is something for the weekend and your COVID-19 things to do. Classic hits.
COVID-19 things to do. We're into week two and Sophie Latouche is back. Now, last week we got on great. Your top tip last week was to organise the family photographs. That was very therapeutic, I've got to say. Great idea, Sophie. What do you have for us this week?
Hi, Trina. So this week, I suppose I'm trying to get these experiences that I'm having at home and trying to integrate them into other people's lives and let them know what's been helping me, keeping me occupied. So create a dinner menu for the family for a month. Now, I know this seems a little bit crazy, but when we all go back to normal or the new normal, whatever it is, you know, we're going to be missing the time that we've spent at home cooking, learning how to bake. So I think at the moment, it would be a really good idea to maybe see what kind of dishes take less time, look at ways of storing dishes so that you can have them at a later stage. And I suppose just freezing meals and stuff as well. I know that there's really, really good freezer bags on IKEA at the moment. And they're huge. They can hold up to, I think, 3 litres, you know.
Yeah.
So even if you wanted to do like a veggie soup, or if you wanted to maybe do even pizza bases from scratch, you can actually do the dough. You can roll them up, put them into all the balls and everything. I think you get about 7 balls of the pizza bases per 1 kg of dough and put them into your freezer bags and put them into the freezer. Yeah. Take them out at a later date. So yeah, I think just be a little bit creative about a dinner menu, you know?
You know, the only thing we argue about at home is what are we going to have for dinner? Every day it's like, I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? If only we had a proper plan in place. Imagine knowing for a whole month what you were going to have and having all the ingredients in, because that's another thing we do as well. We decide we're going to have something and you're halfway through cooking it and then you realise that you're out of whatever, the creme fraiche or whatever it is that you need for your your recipe. This would take a lot of stress away, wouldn't it?
Definitely would, Trina. And you know, I think at the moment, we're all going to Dunn's and we're stockpiling. Do you know what I mean? So we're stockpiling, but we're getting in the ingredients that we use. We don't really want to use food from outside, you know? So we're kind of stocking up on our supplies, whether it be yeast, throw into a bread that you've never made before or whatever it is. So I think that doing out a plan that would aid your shopping, then aid your cupboards, and then allow you to be able to plan for the month and make those special dishes every night, you know, just kind of have a little plan. I think that would be a cool idea.
Yeah, and then you can rotate it too. You don't have to stick to, you know, on a Tuesday, it's got to be a steak or whatever. You can switch it up a bit. But so long as you have a kind of an idea of what your own, almost your own family cookbook of things that they like to have, the family favourites.
There's an amazing girl on Instagram, right? Her name is Healthy Fit Bella. Mm-hmm. She's on Instagram and she owns an Italian restaurant down here in Limerick. And she puts off, basically what she's doing is she's recreating all the items that they have in the menu at home and showing you how to do them at home. So I mean, there's loads of people now that might not have shown their cooking before that are actually uploading the recipes and things like that.
Yeah.
So even if it was that one of the kids had somebody that they followed that they were like, oh, I want to try this recipe tonight. And then someone else had another recipe that they wanted to try. You know, look around for inspiration and do it that way. Make it fun and interactive, you know?
Yeah, and the thing is, if the kids get involved, they're more likely to eat it too because they've made it. Isn't that? That's the trick really, isn't it?
That's actually a fair point, Trina. But look, whatever works for whatever household.
Yeah, I think a menu, having a menu as well will help you stay on track when it comes to healthy eating too, because so often you end up just getting the takeaway or the pizza or whatever because you haven't really thought through what you're going to have.
Exactly. I think now more so than ever, before the takeaway is kind of set it open back up, you know, I really felt the benefit anyway of cooking home cooked food. You know, I felt healthier, more energy, things like that. So I really, really got into the groove of cooking at home. So now I'm like, you know what, I'm going to cook at home more often, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a bit of pride in that as well, I think.
Yeah, and then no stress when we're all back to normal and working out away from home as well. Tip number two, thank you very much, Sophie. We're doing COVID-19 things to
Trina.
Do. And you come back next week, will you, with another idea of what we can be doing next week?
I will.
Lovely.
I will. Amazing. Thanks, Trina.
Thanks, Sophie.
Your COVID-19 things to do on Classic Hits with Trina Mara. classic hits.